భగవద్గీత చాప్టర్ 10 విభూది యోగ శ్లోక 11 తేషామేవానుకంపార్థం అహమజ్ఞానజం తమః నాశయామ్యాత్మభావస్థః జ్ఞానదీపేన భాస్వతా. సో ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ ఈ సాది ఎండెడ్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక వేర్ హీ సేస్ అహం నాశయామి I shall destroy the darkness born out of ignorance, ajnana. And that is the phalam of Virat Bhakti that we saw in the last webinar. And since Virat Bhakti can lead to Atma Jnanam, O Arjuna, you also take to Virat Bhakti. That was the message from Krishna to Arjuna. So hereafter the topic is going to be Virat Bhakti, not Atma Jnanam. Atmajnanam is the phalam of Virat Bhakti, and this chapter will talk about Virat Bhakti only. So Arjuna is now interested in Virat Bhakti because of what? The phalam is Atmajnanam. And so he asks Krishna for more details about this Virat Swarupam, the Vishwarupam. Arjuna vacha param brahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavane పురుషం శాశ్వతం దివ్యం ఆదిదేవమజం విభుం ఆహుస్వామృషయః సర్వే దేవర్షి నారదస్తథా అసితో దేవలో వ్యాసః స్వయం చైవ బ్రవీషి మే. శ్లోకాస్ 12 and 13 వీ విల్ సీ దమ్ టుగెదర్. అర్జున ఈస్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఎ క్వశ్చన్ హియర్ అండ్ ది క్వశ్చన్ రిలేట్స్ టు that the vibhutis of the Lord can be completely described by the Lord only. So Arjuna says that all other people are incompetent in describing your vibhuti. So he says, O Lord, you yourself tell me the vibhutis of yours, the glories of yours. This is the essence of this shloka for which he puts an introduction here. Arjuna, he puts an introduction here. Arjuna vacha. Arjuna says, O Lord, Param Brahma. I have heard from other people and also from the scriptures that you are Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahman. I have heard from the people and scriptures also. Of course, this Paroksha Jnanam for Arjuna, this is actually only Paroksha Jnanam. He says, this is how people say. Not that he himself knows. He is putting it all in third person. Because in the 13th shloka, he will say, Rishayaha Ahuhu, said the rishis, all the rishis said. Actually, there is no verb in the 12th shloka at all. So unless you read it with the 13th shloka, it will be incomplete. So we have to take it from the next shloka only. So rishis declare that you are Param Brahma, not only that, you are Parandhama. Parandhama, that Dhamma word can have two meanings. Supreme abode, dhamma means abode of the whole world, which supports even desha and kala, both space and time also. And Shankaracharya gives a different meaning. Dhamma means tejaha, prakasha swarupaha. That is another meaning. And Shankaracharya gives param jyotihi, the supreme effulgence of the nature of Chaitanya. So param and then paramam pavitram. You are supremely holy, paramam pavitram. You have, actually we have used the word pavitram earlier actually in other contexts we have used the word pavitram. You are the holy of the holies. You are very pavitram. It never becomes unholy. In other words, what is said? Ganges went to the Lord and it complained that all people are washing all their sins in her. Because of that, I am getting polluted. Then what can I do to purify myself? She asked the Lord, Ganges. Lord said, whenever any Mahatma dips in you, you will get purified. That is what the Lord's answer to her. Whenever any Mahatma takes bath in you, dips in you, you will get purified. Because Mahatmas have no papam. Not only that, they don't want to keep any punyam also. They are Mahatmas. So that punyam will come to you and wash off your sins. So what we mean is, there are many, many holy things still can become, they can become unholy. Even the Ganges River can become unholy, but the Lord can take all the impurities from all of them and make them all holy. And when the unholiness of all others, the sins of all others is transferred to the Lord does not become unholy. Why? What is the Vedantic reason for that? Asanga swarupatvat. He is asangaha. He cannot be afflicted by anything. So, adhyasthasya gunena doshena va anumatrena api na sampadyate. So, not even one atom he would be associated with. For example, in the dream, we dreamt about, let us say, even some slum area or some you know, dirty river or whatever. After waking up, we need not take any extra bath or anything to purify ourselves because it is in the dream. Because that is swapna dirt, the dirt out of the swapna, the dream, which cannot disturb the jagradavastha, the waker stage. Similarly, all unholiness are all vyavaharika satyam, practical only reality, and the Lord is paramarthika satyam, is the absolute reality. So, paramam pavitram. And remember, the logic should be extended to jnani also. When we say about the Lord, it should be extended to jnani also. In the case of a jnani, he can receive any amount of impurities from people. Lot of people who go and see him have darshan of him. But still, he will not become unholy or dirty by their association. Because he is also as much asangaha as Brahman. Okay, then Purusham. You are the Purushaha. Purushaha again has two meanings. One is who is all pervasive. We saw actually in the yesterday's webinar the term Purushaha. And the one who is all pervasive. And the second meaning is one who is indwelling in the body. Purisete. We saw that meaning also yesterday. The inner self of everybody. Then Shashvatam. He is eternal. Divyam. Divine. It is not only any worldly object, alaukikam. Then Adidevam, one who is the first Lord. Because Brahma and others came later only. Even Brahmaji came later only. Brahma Devanam Pratamaha Sambhabhuva. Brahma himself is born out of the Lord only. Whereas the Lord is beginningless. He is Anadi. Then Ajam, birthless. He is never born. Vibhum. He is all pervading. And then after doing this, we go to the next shloka, 13th. There only the verb is there. Tvam rishayaha ahuhu. Thus the rishis, they declare, they talk about you. This is how the rishis talk about you. What all the rishis? He gives a list of some important rishis here in this shloka. Devarshi Naradaha. Narada is one rishi. Asitaha, another rishi. Devalaha, Vyasaha. So, all these rishis he is mentioning. But there is an incidental point here. Who is writing this Bhagavad Gita in Mahabharatam? Veda Vyasa. He is the one who is writing. And the same Vyasa is listing here in this Gita that he is also one of those rishis. Devarishi, Naradaha, Asitaha, Devalaha and Vyasaha. And Sarve Rishayaha, all the rishis, all the other rishis, they declare that you are of such a nature. Not only that, Swayam Chaiva Bravishi. You yourself are telling, Swayam Chaiva, the same thing, that I am Purushaha, I am Param Brahma, I am Param Dhamma. You yourself declare. I will believe if all of them alone say. But even if there is any tinge of doubt, that doubt also is not there because you, the Lord, yourself are telling so. From the horse's mouth, yourself, the avatara, is saying, so I will have no doubts about this fact. But the only thing is what? That other people cannot tell clearly your nature as you yourself can. And so you should give me the details of Vishwarupa. That is Arjuna's question. Shloka 14. Sarvame tadritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidurdevana Dhanavaha. O Keshava, என்மாம் வதசி தத்சர்வம் ரித்தம் ஏவ. தத்சர்வம் ரித்தம் ஏவ. ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் ரித்தம். வாட் எவர் யூ ஆர் டெல்லிங் மீ, ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் ட்ரூத் அலோன். I have shraddha, total faith in your words. Sarvam etat ritam. Ritam means satyam here. But sometimes we saw in Taittiriya Upanishad, ritam and satyam will come together. Then we make a subtle difference between them. Ritam cha swadhyaya pravachanecha, satyam cha swadhyaya pravachanecha. Ritam and satyam given in two different contexts. So our rule is what? Whenever ritam and satyam occur in the same sentence, we will give different meanings. Otherwise, we will have punarukti dosha. Because both you cannot repeat again. But if only one of them occur, we will take both to mean the same. That's just, then we'll use it as a synonym. So, whatever you said are all true. Okay, what else Lord has told? In the second shloka of the chapter, Lord said, Name viduhu suraganaha prabhavam cha maharshayaha. About my glory, even rishis and devas do not know. That's what it is. Name viduhu suraganaha prabhavam cha maharshayaha. Maharshis and even suraganas, all the devas, they even don't know my glory. So Arjuna says, that also is a valid statement. So he says in the second line of the shloka, Tha vyaktim devaha na viduhu தானவாகா ந விதுகு. நெய்தர் த காட்ஸ் த தேவாஸ் நோ யுவர் க்ளோரி யுவர் ஸ்வரூபம், நார் தானவாஸ் தி அசுராஸ் ஆர் டீமன்ஸ் தே நோ யுவர் க்ளோரி. அண்ட் ஹியர் த வேர்ட் வியக்திஹி, வியக்திஹி ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்வரூபம், இட்ஸ் தத்துவம், யுவர் நேச்சர். ஸோ தி ஐடியா இஸ் வாட்? யூ அலோன் நோ யுவர் க்ளோரி, நோபடி எல்ஸ் நோஸ். ஸோ இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் டு நோ யுவர் க்ளோரி, ஐ ஹவ் ஒன்லி ஒன் சோர்ஸ் அண்ட் தட் இஸ் யுவர் செல்ஃப். You only have to give your glory to me. Therefore, you should tell me about yourself. Don't send me to some other guru or somebody else to tell me about your glory. Shloka 15. Swayame vatmanatmanam vetatvam purushottamam bhutabhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. Here Arjuna is addressing the Lord with some more names. புருஷோத்தம, பூதபாவன, பூதேஷ, தேவதேவ, ஜகத்பதே, ஆல் தோஸ் 3/4 ஆஃப் த ஸ்லோகா, தே ஆர் ஆல் ஒன்லி அட்ரஸிங் த லார்ட் பை வேரியஸ் நேம்ஸ். ஸோ விஷயம், தி ஆக்சுவல் மெட்டீரியல் இஸ் ஒன்லி 1/4 ஆஃப் த ஸ்லோகா, ஒன்லி லிட்டில் பிட். பிகாஸ் வி ஷுட் ரிமெம்பர் தட் அர்ஜுனாஸ் பக்தி டுவர்ஸ் த லார்ட் இஸ் கிராஜுவலி இன்க்ரீசிங். ஃப்ரம் அ ஃப்ரெண்ட், ஃப்ரம் அ சகா, நவ் ஹீ இஸ் நவ் டெவலப்பிங் பக்தி டுவர்ஸ் த லார்ட். So he is addressing with so many names. In the first chapter, what he said? Senayor ubayor madhye ratam sthapaya. That's what he said. He was a commander. He was a master. He told the driver, between the two armies, go and keep my chariot. That's what he said. And from the second chapter onwards, he was slowly becoming a shishya. He was interested in knowledge. And when we came to the second chapter, the Lord said, I am the cause of the whole creation. That's what the Lord said. And in the 9th chapter, he said, Maya tadamidam sarvam jagat, jagat avyakta murtina. That's what he said. So Arjuna understood then that Krishna is not a mere person, a sakha, or just a person that is standing in front of him. But he is Paramatma, the Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karta of this entire universe. Arjuna understands. And so his devotion has increased. And now in every word, Arjuna is praising the Lord. He is praying to the Lord. And the height of the bhakti is what? We will see in the 11th chapter, where Arjuna tirelessly he will prostrate. Nama purastad ata prishtataste namostute sarvada eva sarva. So he is going to do namaskaram in the front, in the sides, in the, all the time I want to do namaskaram to you. I prostrate in front of you. I prostrate behind you. On the right side, on the left side, sarvataha eva. Above and below, I want to do namaskaram to you. And not only that, punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Again and again I will prostrate. I am going to prostrate. He is going to say in the 11th chapter. Thus, Arjuna's bhakti is growing gradually. And it is not an ordinary growth. It is a growth of bhakti born out of what? Born out of clear understanding. It is not just some blind faith. It's born out of understanding. Krishna never asked Arjuna to prostrate. He He never asked him, never. So bhakti is not to be created by commandment, but by giving the wisdom. You give the knowledge. Respect should never be demanded, but by the very life, the children should feel like prostrating the parents. The way the parents live, the way the parents conduct themselves, the children should feel like prostrating them. Then that is the only right method, not by commanding them. Similarly, Krishna also, by sincere teaching wisdom, he creates bhakti. That is why the bhakti will be long lasting. Otherwise, it will be a momentary bhakti and go away. A blind bhakti will come and go. That is really not bhakti itself. He Purushottama, O Lord, who is the greatest among all beings, Purushottama. So the word Purushottama is a technical word for which Krishna himself will give a commentary in the 15th chapter. That is called Purushottama Yoga. We are going to see later. There Krishna will say that Purushottama is Nirgunam Brahma. He is going to say at that time. We will see those details at that time. Here we will take the ordinary meaning, the greatest among all beings, Purushottama. And then Bhuta Bhavanaha. Bhuta Bhavana. Bhuta refers to here all living beings. Bhavanaha. Bhavanaha means the creator. Bhavayati iti Bhavanaha. Who is the creator of all living beings. And Bhuta Ishaha. Ishaha means ruler. The sustainer of all beings. He provides everything. And Deva Deva. You are the lord of all gods. Indra, Varuna, Agni or Devas. For all of them you are the lord. And why they are all called the Devas? Because they rule over human beings. From the standpoint of human beings, those devatas are superior. And from the standpoint of those devatas, the Lord is still superior. So, Deva Deva. So, Devanam Devaha. Deva Devaha. The Lord of all gods. Then, Jagatpatehe, the protector of the whole universe. Jagat. Previously also, the word Bhuta Ishaha came. Here, Jagatpate has come. That Bhuta refers to all living beings. Here Jagat refers to the inert universe, the inert matter universe. So Bhuta refers to the Chetana Prapancha and Jagat refers to the Achetana Prapancha. The Lord rules over both the Chetana Prapancha and the Achetana Prapancha. These are all Sambodhana, addressing the Lord. Oh Lord, you are this, you are that. Sambodhana. In Sanskrit, it's called Sambodhana. O Lord, Swayamevam Atmanam Veta. You alone know yourself completely. Swayam Eva Atmanam Veta. Because the other devatas are all born later. Born later only. And so they can never know your real nature. The Atma includes both the Saguna Virat Swarupam as well as the Nirguna Brahma Swarupam. But this knowledge you alone have got. You alone have got, they don't have. So, and what is the source of this knowledge of the for the Lord? How the Lord knows about this? How the Lord has this knowledge? For us, there are various sources of knowledge for us. One, our sense organs, study, by, you know, we do so many things going by a teacher. So in every jiva, knowledge is gained through various instruments and sources. Then for the Lord, what is the source of that knowledge? Here Arjuna says, Atmana Veta. Your knowledge is not from any other source. You know by yourself. Atmana. Atmana means by yourself. So the Lord does not require Pratyaksha, Anumana, Shastra, all those Pramanas the Lord doesn't need. So Lord's knowledge is not a bond knowledge, but it is ever present. It is not a bond knowledge out of some other teaching by somebody else. It is ever present. So he is Sarvajnaha all the time, the all-knower all the time. And so Arjuna says, you know yourself by yourself and anyone does not know yourself also. All others cannot know you also. Therefore, you have to tell me about your glory. Like Nachiketas forced Yamadharmaraja to teach him. In the Kathopanishad lectures, we saw that. So in a similar way, here also Arjuna is forcing Krishna to talk about his glories. Shloka 16. Vaktum arhasya seshena divya hyatma vibhutayaha yabir vibhutir lo vibhutir vyatir vibhuti bir lokhan ham imam stam vyapya tishtati. I made some typographic errors. Now he comes with a special request for which alone he has put so much of, you know, praise on Krishna. He is now coming to a specific question. Aseshena vaktum arhasi. Aseshena means completely. Sesham vina is asesham. Without any sesham. Exhaustively. Tell me. What? Atma vibhudayaha. Here also Atma is not the Satchinananda Atma. We should not confuse the Satchinananda Atma. But reflective pronoun. Your own vibhudayaha. Vishwarupa mahima. Virat glory. That's what I want to know. And what type of glory? Divyaha. Which are extraordinary. Which are divine. They are supernatural glories. Because really speaking, all ordinary glories also belong to the Lord only. Like our talking, our walking, our winking, you know, winking our eyes. They are all glories of the Lord only. So I don't want your ordinary glories to be enumerated. I want your Divyaha Vibhutayaha, the supernatural, the prominent, extraordinary glories I want to see. Yabhir Vibhuti Bihi, by which glory Vyapyatishtati, you are pervading Iman Lokan, all these worlds. So with what glory you pervade this entire universe, I want to know that glory. So by which glory you pervade the whole universe? That means what? Your glories are not confined to one area, but they are everywhere. And all those glories you should enumerate to me. You should enumerate for me. And for what purpose he wants the glories to be enumerated? Arjuna tells the purpose in the next shloka, shloka 17. Because these are all just descriptive shlokas. I am going fast with them. Katham vidyamaham yogin tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavanmaya. This is shloka 17. Here the very purpose of Vibhuti Yoga is indicated, and so this is an important shloka. So let us read it again. Katham vidyamaham yogin tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosmi bhagavanmaya. Chintyosi bhagavanmaya. Here the purpose of the Vibhuti Yoga that is given. Arjuna says, if you talk about anything in creation, which is your glory, I can use that object as a symbol for my meditation, for my upasana. Because we should know the principle of upasana, which we saw actually in the Taittiriya Upanishad lectures. Any upasana involves three factors. What are those? The upasaka, the meditator, the upasyam, the deity or the object of meditation, and the alambanam, the symbol of meditation. All these three things are involved. And of these, the upasya devata is always invisible. If you want to do upasana on Krishna, Rama or any other deity, that is always invisible. That is paroksha. No one has seen Indra, no one has seen Indra in the clouds, nor Vishnu in Kshirabdi. Nobody has seen any of those. Because all devatas are parokshaha. And so the upasaka has got a difficulty in conceiving the upasya devata because it is invisible. Then how to meditate? How to think of that upasya devata? So we take a symbol for this purpose. And what type of symbol? Visible symbol or invisible symbol? We choose a visible symbol, pratyaksha alambana. So a paroksha devata is meditated upon using a pratyaksha alambanam or pratyaksha symbol. With the aid of this visible symbol, we meditate on the invisible deity. And so the visible symbol is not a deity, it is only a symbol. That is why many people argue how an inert stone can be a god. They say, you know, you put an inert stone, granite stone in the temple, how can that be a god? We should remember that the visible symbol is not deity, it only represents the invisible deity. But we choose the symbol, we should remember one condition. And what is the condition? When I see the symbol, I must remind myself of that deity only. For example, where we see a wonderfully maintained garden, automatically that visible garden takes your mind to the appreciation of the gardener. Who maintains such a beautiful gardener, but not the cook who makes a good food for you. So garden is visible, not the gardener. And when you enjoy a tasty food, It reminds you of the cook who cooked that food. So this dish is visible, but not the cook. Perhaps at that time you may not be available, perhaps. Similarly, when you admire a painting, we naturally admire the painter. These are all happening by the law of association. That is how the law of association works. So in the same way, every supernatural vibhuti can be a symbol to remind us of the Lord. Because when I see a supernatural glory, I certainly know that it is not a human creation. For example, the human being, if you take the human being himself, the organs, we will know the glory of any one of the organs only when they stop functioning. Even if the small thumb has some small, you know, injury on it, we will know the value of thumb at that time. So when you see a supernatural thing, the sun, the moon, the clouds, we are reminded of the architect. So any supernatural glory can be a symbol of the Lord. So when Arjuna asks for a series of vibhutis, he is asking for a series of, a list of symbols, alambanam, for Virat Upasana. For meditating upon the Virat Swarupam of the Lord, he is asking for various symbols. That's what he is doing. So if Krishna says Ganges is a glory, it can be a symbol. So is Ashwatha tree is a symbol. So also a cow. All those things could be symbol to meditate upon the Lord. And we have got a wide variety of choices of symbols here. Whereas in other religions, we have only one symbol or no symbol. So Arjuna asks here, Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu, in which all objects, chintyaha asi, you be meditated upon. So in which all glorious objects should you be meditated upon? That is the question of Arjuna. That means what are all the objects which can become a symbol for your meditation, for upasana? Okay, and again Arjuna wants to make it very clear, the purpose of the upasana, it is not that we want to continue upasana lifelong, because upasana also is only a lower grade. We have already told about para prakriti, apara prakriti, para bhakti, apara bhakti, all that. So from upasana we have to go to jnanam. So Arjuna tells in the first line, yesada parichintayanna, by constantly meditating upon you. Here parichintayan means what? Dhyana, meditation. Parichintayanna, so by constantly meditating upon you, the Virat Swarupam, katham tvam vidya, how will I come to know your true nature? That is the Nirguna Swarupam. How will I come to know? That is by meditating upon your Saguna Swarupam, how will I come to know your higher nature, the Nirguna Swarupam? Or if you want to put it in the seventh chapter language, meditating upon the Apara Prakriti of the Lord, how will I come to know your para prakriti nature? That is what my intention is. That's what Arjuna makes it very clear. So give me a list of those symbols, those alambanam. Here Arjuna addresses Krishna as a yogin. Oh, the Lord of all yoga shakti. That is how he addresses the Lord. Now you see, by the way, Arjuna addresses the Lord, his bhakti and his faith in the Lord and the teaching, that is gradually increasing. Shloka 18. Vistarenatmano yogam vibhudincha janardhanam bhuya kataya truptirhi shrunvanto nasti memritam. He says, O Lord Janardana, vistarena kataya, may you elaborately narrate, vistarena, to me, kataya, narrate to me, what? Atmanaha yogam vibhudincha. The words yoga and vibhuti we have seen before. So vibhuti means, yoga is the power by which the Lord manifests. If you remember the last webinar, yoga is the power by which the Lord manifests. And vibhuti means what? The very manifestation themselves. So vibhuti is pratyaksham and yoga is paroksham. Vibhuti is experienced and yoga is inferred. All this we saw in the last webinar. And the word atmanaha means your own. It's again reflective pronoun. It is not the Sachidananda Atma. So may you exhaustively narrate to me all your glories, all your vibhutis, manifestations, as well as yoga, the power of manifestation, both. Okay. But Krishna might wonder, I have already told this in the 7th chapter and 9th chapter and all those places. ரசோகம் அப்சுகவுந்தேகே பிரபாஸ்மி சசிசூரியோகோ இந்தி இந்த செவன்த் சாப்டர் அண்ட் இந்த நைன்த் சாப்டர் எகெயின் அகம் கிரதுஹு அகம் யஜ்ஞா ஆல் தட் தி லார்ட் ஹஸ் ஆல்ரெடி டோல்ட். ஸோ கிருஷ்ணா மைட் வண்டர் வெதர் அர்ஜுனா ஸ்லெப்ட் ஆஃப் அட் தோஸ் டைம்ஸ். ஐ வல்லி எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டு ஹிம் ஒய் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் அகெயின், மேபி ஹீ டோஸ்ட் ஆஃப், ஒய் ஹீ இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் த சேம் திங். அர்ஜுனா டஸ் நாட் வாண்ட் டு கிரியேட் திஸ் இம்ப்ரெஷன் இன் கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ ஹீ சேஸ் பூயா கதைய. You know how each word is so important? Booyaha. I know you have told, but tell me once again. Booyaha. Shrinvantaha me triptihi nasti. I don't feel satiated. I don't have tripti yet. I'm not contented yet at all by listening to this. So the more I listen, the more I feel like listening. I still want to listen more. It is so nice that I feel like hearing again and again. Why? Amritam. Because what I am listening, when I am listening to you, I feel like it is amritam. It is what? Anandapradam. It's supposed to be the giving the highest ananda to me. It is anandapradam. Amritam. Not only it is nice to listen, it is also good for me. Amritam is good for taste and also health for both. Generally, they may be opposite. Priyancha hidancha. No. Whatever may be very tasty may not be good for you many times. But in the case of Amritam, it is not only the one which you can like, Priyancha, Hitancha, which is also good for you. And therefore, you give me an exhaustive list of all your glories. In the 7th and 9th chapter, you only said 3 shlokas. But here, I want many shlokas talking about your glory. That is why Krishna will start from the next shloka onwards up to the 42nd shloka. He will go on narrating his glories, which we will see one by one. Now what? Shloka 19. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Khantate Katayishyami Divyahyatma Vibhutayaha Pradhanyata Kuru Shrestha Nathyanto Vistarasyame. Now in Srishti, in creation, everything is complementary. This we have seen earlier, Maithunam. This is called Maithunam. Nothing is welcome or not unwelcome. Everything is, they exist, that's all it is. Everything is equally glorious or beautiful. So birth and death, equally glorious. We appreciate birth until there is death. Health and disease. And in the enumeration, Krishna takes the positive things from our outlook. Like beauty of a flower. Since generally people are not mature enough to understand that the other things are also God's srishti. And later he takes things like disease, etc., are also his glories only. So this helps us to the divinization of the world and creation. So that we will develop respect to everything. So Vibhuti Yoga is claiming the noble and the Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, both are given in the way our outlook will change. So we will see the list of glories. Remember, this is a list of alambanam, symbols. When you say list of glories, they are the list of the alambanam, the symbols only. Symbol only for the upasana of the Lord. So here the Lord promises to talk about his important vibhutis, important glories. Divyaha Atma Vibhudayaha Te Katayishyami. So Divyaha Atma Vibhudayaha, all the important divine glories. Te Katayishyami. So Yagbhudayaha Ta Katayishyami. We have to put it like that actually. Vata Vibhudayaha. So I'm going to tell you. Because Vibhudayaha is what? Is Prathama Vibhakti. Again, I don't want to go into grammar. So we have to carefully put this here, rearrange. So whatever are my divine glories, all of them I shall declare to you. Here also Atma means my own. So Swavibhutayaha, my own vibhuti. So I am going to tell you. And the Lord says, Pradhanyataha. The main ones. I am not telling all the things. I am telling only the most important ones. Based on that importance I am going to give you. I am not going to give you all other things. Why? Nastyantaha Vistarasyame. Because to my Vistaras. Vistaras means my manifestation. Which indicate my vibhutis. There is no end at all. Nasti antaha. There is no end to my vibhutis. So I cannot list all of them. I will give only the important ones. There is a famous shloka in in I think in Shivam Mahimna Stotram or something like that. So Asita Girisamam Syate Kajalam Sindhu Patre Sura Taru Vara Shaka Lekani Patram Urvi Likati Yadi Grihitva Sharada Sarvakalam Tadabitava Gunanam Ishaparam Nayati. The author seems to be Pushpadanta Kavi. He gives a description of Shiva's glories. And then he says, really speaking, your glories are endless. I cannot tell all of them. Further, he gives an example. Suppose the Saraswati Devi herself comes to tell your glory. No, even she cannot exhaust your glory because your glories are so much. And she is having what? She has got the whole earth as the writing pad. Saraswati has got the whole earth as a writing pad. And she has cut off all the trees in the heaven and made them all to pens to write. And she has got an ink vessel which is as big as the ocean. And how much ink is there? As much as the mountain, the Himalayas. So, Asita Girisamam Syat Kajalam. Kajalam means ink. The amount of ink like Himalayas, the white mountain. In what? Sindhu Patre, in the oceans themselves. Surataru Vara Shaka Lekani. She has made pens out of the trees of heaven. Patram Urvi, the whole earth, is the letter pad, the leaf in which she has to write. Likati Yeti Grihitva Sharada. Sharada is Saraswati. Even Saraswati Devi, she writes for how long? Sarvakalam, all three shifts, 24 hours a day. She writes. Tadapi, still, Tava Gunanam Param, He Mahesha, Nayati. Saraswati herself cannot exhaust your glories. Then what to talk about an ordinary person? So the Lord says, this is what this Pushpadanta Kavi says. So the Lord says here, Mama Vistarasya Antaha Nasti. There is no end to that at all. There is no end to my glories. Shloka 20. Aham Atma Guda Kesha Sarvabhuta Shayasthitaha Aham Adischa Madhyancha Bhutanamanta Evacha. From now on, the Krishna Lord, Krishna is going to give a lot of lists of his glories. First, the Lord takes the main thing, the most important manifestation in creation. What is that? The very Jivatma. Jivatma Swarupa is the best manifestation of the Lord. Jivatma Swarupa means what? The very life behind the body. The Chidabhasa. In the Vedanta, earlier we have seen all this Chidabhasa and all those terms. So the Chidabhasa in all living beings, the very Chaitanyam in all living beings is the best manifestation. Because all other glories become valid only if there is someone to appreciate them. If there is nobody to appreciate them, all other glories have no meaning. Imagine the entire Bhogya Prapanja is there, but there is no Bhokta. What will happen? Bhogya Prapanja will be just there. There is nobody to enjoy that. Wonderful colors are there. But if you don't have conscious eye to appreciate it, then the whole gamut of colors would have gone waste. Thank God we have got eyes which can also appreciate. Not only the eyes mechanically receive the colors, we have a mind also which gives meaning to it and appreciate them. Animals also have eyes. They will mechanically see colors, but they cannot ascribe meaning to them. Whereas a human being can even write a poem on sunset, sunrise, all those things. So unless there is a living being to write, to talk, to picturize, to admire, all these worlds, all these would have gone sheer waste only. So all these are possible because of what? In Kathopanishad, actually, we have seen this. Yena rupa rasam gandham shabdan sparshagascha maitunan ete naiva vijanati kimatram parishishyate. He said, because of which Chaitanyam alone, the existence of shabda is known, sparsha is known, touch, hearing, all those things are known. All glories are admired. The Chaitanyam is that Atma. And so the Atma is the best expression of the Lord, the glory of the Lord. So the Lord chooses that glory only, first one here. Hey Gudakesha, Aham Atma. Oh Gudakesha Arjuna, I am the Atma, the very self. I am the very Kshetrajnaha. We are going to see Kshetrajnaha. behind all the kshetras, sarva kshetreshu, behind all the kshetras, I am the kshetrajnaha, sarva bhuta ashayastitaha, ashayaha, ashayaha means mind, the mind of all beings, stitaha, stitaha means residing. So I am the atma who dwells or who resides in the minds of all beings. As what? As the very chit, as the very chaitanyam, which the Vedas say what? Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyomanna. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishate. It's a anupravishate stuti. There's one particular section in the Upanishad. So the Lord created the whole world and living beings. And when he created our prakriti, all living beings were not living beings. They were inert matter only. Body inert, mind inert, inert. They were like that. And the Lord was the only conscious principle. And what did the Lord do? He came down to every living being as the very life, the very chaitanyam, which is the most valuable thing in creation. Therefore, O Arjuna, I am the Atma. In the 7th chapter also, the Lord said, Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagate. 5th shloka. O Arjuna, I have got para prakriti and apara prakriti. Apara prakriti has become stula sukshma sharira only. It is inert, physical and subtle body. But my para prakriti alone has entered the physical body and manifests. So it is the higher nature of the Lord and so is the best vibhuti. Whereas all other things like the body, they all only represent the lower prakriti, the apara prakriti of the Lord. So it is all maya mahima. Whereas the jiva is not maya mahima, it is the vibhuti of Brahman, the chaitanyam itself. So what is the best symbol to think of the Lord? I am Brahman. That is the best symbol. You don't need anything else. But many people find it difficult to appreciate Atma. They appreciate Anatma very well. No problem at all. They have understood the body, the stool, the sukshma shariram, buddhi. They have understood all of them. But when we talk about stula sukshma karna sharirat vitiriktaha avastatraya sakshi panchakosha vilakshanaha, you know, tatubodha, these are all tatubodha terms. They don't understand. Since Atma is nirgunam and since it is very difficult to objectify, this type of upasana is possible only for mature people, intelligent people who know. So even though this is the best way of appreciating the Lord, most people find it difficult. And so Krishna comes down to other upasanas. Because it is very difficult for common people to do upasana in this manner, he comes to other upasanas, where the symbol happens to be anatma outside. People understand puja. When you say dhyanam on oneself, they find it very difficult. So Krishna says, Aham adischa madhyancha antaha evacha bhutanam. I am the beginning, adihi. I am the middle, madhyam. And end of antaha. I am the beginning, I am the middle, I am the end of all the things. That means what? Balyavastha is Lord, and Madhyavastha is also Lord, and Antavastha also is Lord, or Charamavastha is also Lord. So this indirectly, what does it say to us? That every avastha is Lord only, because other than beginning, middle and end, what else is there? There is nothing. There is beginning, middle and end. If everything is Lord, that means everything is Lord only. There is nothing else. Shloka 20.
Adityanamaham Vishnuho Jyotishamraviram Shumane Marichirmarutamasmi Nakshatranamaham Shashi.
So Adityanam Aham Vishnuho. Among all the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Adityaha means Aditi Putraha, the children of Aditi. The sons of Aditi, not the sons of Surya. Here Aditya doesn't mean Surya. The children of Aditi. Adityas are the set of devatas who happen to be the sons of Aditi Devi. So among all Aditi Putras, known as Adityas, I am Vishnu. And here also Vishnu is not one of the Trinity Vishnu. But Vishnu is one of the Adityas, one of the devatas. Then Jyotisham Aham Amshuman Ravihi. Among the luminaries, Jyotisham, I am Ravihi, the sun god. Amshuman, the one who is full of rays. Rashmayaha, that lord. That means among all the Adityas, the most glorious one is Vishnu. And therefore, that Vishnu can be a symbol for my meditation of the Lord. Similarly, among luminaries, the sun is the most important luminary because sun alone is blessing us. No doubt, other stars are also there. They are far, far away, but their contribution is very, very little for our well-being. So our entire planetary system survives and all our lives are surviving because of Surya Bhagavan only. And even if the moon contributes, it is because of Surya Bhagavan only, because whatever moon contributes is only a borrowed glory from Surya Bhagavan. So Pratyaksha Devam is Suryaha in many cultures. So that is why in the daily prayers also, Surya is very much included. The most famous Gayatri Mantra itself is called Savitri Mantra, because it is addressed to the Savitri Devata. Savitri Devata is Surya Devata. And so the sun becomes an ideal symbol for Virat Upasana. The whole Aditya Hridayam is only devoted to the glorification of the Lord. Surya Sundara Lokanatham Amritam Vedanta Saram Shivam Jnanam Brahmamayam Suresham Amalam Lokekam Chittam Swayam Indraditya Naradivam Suragurum Trailokya Chudamanim Vishnu Brahma Shiva Swarupa Hridayam Vande Sada Bhaskaram. Therefore, we worship sun, the sun god, as the most sacred symbol of the Lord. Then Marichihi Marutam Asmi. Among the Marut Devatas, I am Marichi. Marichi is actually a proper name, like Vishnu. Marichi is a proper name. Arjuna had asked for Divyaha Vibhutayaha. So Krishna has to cover two types of symbols now. One is what is obtaining in this world, and one is what is obtaining in the higher loka, the universe, the heavens. And Vishnu, Marichi, etc., they stand for symbols in the higher world. Suryaha, the Himalayas, etc., they are symbols of this world. So he covers both Laukikam as well as Alaukikam worlds. Then Nakshatranam, Aham, Shashi. Here Nakshatra, they means luminaries of the night. Not only the stars, all luminaries, planets, satellites, stars, all of them are myself. Among all the night luminaries, I am Shashi, moon. Because if you take nakshatras or stars as stars, then we will have a problem. Because among stars, he cannot say, I am moon. Moon also will become a star then. So the superlative must belong to the same group. That is the rule. The superlative should belong to the same group only. So the Lord says, nakshatranam aham Shashi. So slowly, the Lord comes down now from Atma to things which are in the Devaloka and also to things which are in this universe. Gradually the Lord comes down. Vedanam samavedosmi devanam asmi vasavah indriyanam manaschasmi bhutanam asmi chetanam. So after the brief introduction, the Lord now started the narration of Vibhuti, so the 20th sloka onwards. So, and the first Vibhuti we saw as this one. Now here Krishna says, Vedanam Samavedaha Asmi. Samaveda is glorious because of various reasons it is glorious. It is musical Veda, the most attractive and so beautiful to listen. In Rigveda, Yajurveda and Atharveda, there are only three swaras, Udata, Anudata and Swarita. This is what the three swaras when you recite those mantras. Whereas in Samaveda, there are seven swaras. And those swaras are Krishta, Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturtha, Mandara and Atiswarya. So Samaveda is to glorify the devatas when they come for receiving the oblations in an yajna. That is why Gayantiyam Samagaha Stunvanti Divyai Stavaihi. Even in the Dhyana Shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, whenever we recite every day, every webinar, this is what we say. Gayanti yam samagaha sunvanti divyaistavaihi. The Yajurveda priest, he recites for giving the oblations. The Samaveda priest, they glorify. And listening to their glories, the devatas come, they come down and receive those oblations. So Samaveda is superior. Devanam asmi vasavaha. Among the devas, I am Indra. He is the lord of all devas. Indriyana manaschasmi. Among the sense organ, indriyas, I am the mind. Here we should remember that the mind also is considered to be an indriyam only. Manaha shashtani indriyani. Only difference is what? Other sense organs are external. Mind is internal, antakarana. Mind is an internal organ. So five are bahya indriyas and one is antar indriyam, that is mind. So once we include mind as an indriyam, then the question will be why the mind is considered superior most. Because with the blessings of the mind alone, all other sense organs can function. So Brihadaranyakam, that Upanishad says, Anyatra mana abhuvam swanashrunavam. So that's what it says. My mind was elsewhere. That's what we say. I did not listen to you. I did not see you. Even though you were right in front of me, I didn't see you because my mind was elsewhere. Eyes are very much open. So are the ears. But without mind's blessing, none of them can appreciate and realize this. So every organ is an organ only if it is backed by the mind. And so mind is a superior indriya. People say that the Panchapandavas also, they are all symbolic of the five sense organs. And Draupadi is like buddhi or manas. That's what they say. Then bhutanam asmi chetana. I am the intelligence. Literally what? Sensation. Chetana means sensation or feeling. And in all beings, I am the form of intelligence. That form of intelligence, sensation, by which they recognize various things. Sloka 23. Rudranam shankaras chasmi. Vitesho yaksha rakshasam vasunam pavakas chasmi merushikari namaham. Among the rudras, ekadash rudras are supposed to be there. I am Shankara. Among the 11 rudras, I am the Shankara. Here we should remember, here Rudra is not one of the trinities. They are a set of devatas similar to the Dwadash Adityas, the 12 Adityas. These 11 Ekadash Rudras are deities, devatas. And Puranas give a lot of stories about that. When Brahma got angry because his Manasaputras, the Sanakadis, the Sanaka, Sanantana, Sana, Sal, the Sanatana, all those people, Sanat Kumara, they did not obey Brahmaji himself. Whatever he was telling, they were not obeying. So Brahmaji's job is what? To create. So Prajapati, he is called Prajapati. So he expected his Manasaputras to get married and propagate and then get Putra, Pautra and all that. But these Manasaputras, they never wanted to marry. They remained unmarried. So we want to devote our whole time for Vedanta only. They are supposed to be the greatest jnanis belonging to the Nivritti Marga. They didn't want to get into Pravritti Marga at all. Therefore, Brahmaji got wild with them. Children are not, they are not listening to me. So starting from that tradition, children stopped listening to parents, I guess. And out of his anger, came the Ekadasha Rudras. They are terrible. So because Brahmaji got angry with his Manasaputras, out of his anger, all these Ekadasha Rudras, they came. out of his anger. And among them, Shankara is supposed to be the best. Among the 11, the Ekadasha Rudras. Because Shankara is Shamkaroti, iti Shankara. That even though he is angry, who does only good? All Shankaroti only. Even his anger does only good. Many people, they are also like that. Many times we may feel, oh, it is good that he got angry with me. In that process, I gained a lot. I learned a lot. Then, Yaksha Rakshasam Vitteshaha. Among the Yakshas and Rakshasas, who are also various devatas belonging to the heaven, I am Vitteshaha. Vitteshaha means the lord of all Vitta. Vitta means all the Aishwarya. So he is Kuberaha, who is supposed to be Vitteshaha, the lord of wealth. And he is an Yaksha also. So we should remember that even though we talk about Swargaloka, there itself there are many varieties of devatas present. They also got a lot of grades, hierarchy, very ordinary people. Slightly higher people, middle class, upper middle class, they are all there, colonies, groups. Why we talk about such divisions in Swargaloka also? Because we should remember Swargaloka and the citizenship in Swargaloka is got by what? Got by karma only. And karma is full of gradation. From the simplest karma to the biggest Ashwamedha Yaga, there are gradation. So if in karma there is gradation, in karma palam also there will be gradation. So in Swargaloka also there is no uniformity at all. Similar to the varieties of Bhulokas. Bhuloka Vasis also, we have got so many varieties. And Yakshas, Kinnaras, Rakshasas, Devas, Rudras, Adityas, they are all different grades. They are not people, they are all status that can be attained by doing many karmas. Like president, senator, congressman, all that. Or posts. They are all posts only which anyone can become by their karma. So among those, I am Vitteshaha, Kubera. Then there is another group of divinities called the Vasus, the Ashtavasavaha, eight Vasus. And Vasunam Pavakaschasmi. Among the Vasus, the guardian deities of the eight directions. So Ashtadikpalaha. I am Pavakaha, the Agni Devata. Pavakaha is the Agni Devata. So who is most auspicious? The greatest purifier. The Agni purifies everything, very powerful. And who is worshipped in all the rituals, Agni rituals, he is worshipped. And Meruhu Shikarinam Aham. Among the mountains, Shikaras, I am the Meru Parvatam. Supposed to be the Himalayas actually. And Shikari, Shikari means any mountain with a peak is called Shikari. Shikaram means peak. Shikari is any mountain with a peak. And the Shikaram Asya Asti Iti Shikari, a peaked mountain. And among them, I am the very Himalayas, where the highest peaks are there. That is why Himalayas is a symbol of Lord for us. Mount Kailas is a symbol of Lord for us. We don't take Himalayas as merely a natural beauty, just a mountain, a natural beauty. For us, every part of Himalayas is the symbol of Lord. We will conclude here for today's webinar and we will take up Sloka 24 in the next webinar. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.